أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ما اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آج اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے عید کا دن
حضور says today by the grace of Allah it is the day of عید الفطر the literal meaning of the word عید the thing which comes again and again in Islamic terminology this word یوم الفطر and یوم الاضحیٰ it is used about these two occasions the عید the day After Ramzan, when we are free to have food and enjoy, and Eid al-Adha is that which is related to the pilgrimage, and we celebrate that occasion on that day. In Hadith, it is mentioned that that this is the day to eat and to celebrate and to be happy. Therefore, always generally on all such occasions which are happy occasions this is used in Urdu terminology as well if somebody gets pleasure and enjoyment he said that you have done my Eid you have brought me my Eid so anyway this Eid that we celebrate it comes twice in every year and every grown up person is there to enjoy that and celebrate it And this draws our attention to this point that the sacrifice that we have given of whatever nature may be the wealth or the your soul, Allah Almighty says that you should celebrate and enjoy and express your joy at these sacrifices because these have been offered for the sake of Allah. So this Eid as well, this Eid is celebrated because of the command of Allah Almighty and all these Eids are celebrated in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty as it is said in the Holy Quran where the word Eid has been mentioned that is not with reference to the Muslims rather with reference to the Christians as it is mentioned qala isa ibn maryama allahumma rabbana anzil alaina maidatan min as-samai takunu lana eidan li awwalina wa akhirina yani isa ibn maryam that hazrat isa ibn maryam son of maryam mary he prayed to allah that oh allah cause the food to descend upon us we should make it a day of celebration for us So that the meaning in which I mentioned earlier on, the word Eid is being used in a totally different meaning here. The meaning of this verse and looking at its context, we understand that Eid is not being asked because of any sacrifice, nor it is being given as a reward for any sacrifice. Allah Almighty gave the provision for the earlier people, but also he gave the warning that if you are ungrateful after that, then my punishment is very severe. If you consider all the subject in total, then you understand that Allah Almighty has given this warning because the one who is the knower of the seen and the unseen, he knew it very well that ungratefulness is going to be shown by these people and they are going to receive the punishment of that. And this ungratefulness is quite visible. We can see it very well as we see the misuse of that provision which has been granted by Allah. So this misguidance is also like this, the result of which Allah Almighty is warning them regarding the punishment. So this Eid is not like that Eid for which a Muslim can aspire or the wish and desire to have that, or as Allah Almighty says that you enjoy and be happy. Rather, Allah Almighty has invited their attention in Surah Fatiha when it said غَيْرِ الْمَغْزُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَزَّالِينَ, has drawn their attention that they should try to avoid this and abstain from it. And this prayer is which we say in every prayer, in every rakat of the prayer. And on the other side, there is a Eid for a Muslim, which comes again and again, and which brings with it the message of happiness. Sirat al-lazina anamta alayhim. The acceptance of this prayer brought with it. The worldly provisions are something which is going to finish. But we have got those provisions which are unending and unfinishing. And because of these provisions, a mu'min becomes the recipient of those blessings about which Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. That is to say that those people who follow Allah and His Messenger, He would be among those people in which Allah Almighty, to whom Allah Almighty has given the blessings like the prophets, the Siddiq and the Shaheed and Saleh. So the true Eid is that one which is attached to the bounties of Allah Almighty. And Allah's bounties are received through His submission and submission to His Prophet. And because of this obedience, the height of all these blessings we have seen in the person of Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, who was appointed the Messiah and the Mahdi in this age, whose status is status of a prophet. But he is subservient and obedient, and because of the following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are other ranks which the mu'mins can achieve because of their efforts which Allah and His Prophet has mentioned. So these are the blessings which make an Ahmadi very much distinguished. It is not only a question of Christian people, and because the end of their celebration is in the state of a warning. But actually it is about the Muslims who have not accepted the Imam of the age, and they have denied that. And they have denied that in following the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no prophet can come. They are actually closing the doors of all the blessings in the form of Siddiq, Shaheed and Saleh. They are closing the door of even those bounties upon them. So those people who are not going to get anything after their sacrifices and worship, how can they celebrate any sort of Eid? Today, if the real Eid is being celebrated, that is being celebrated by Ahmadis, who are believing the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they hope to get those blessings of Allah Almighty, which are only to be achieved by truly following the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam explaining this point says that we pray in our supplication that ihdina sirat al-mustaqima sirat al-lazina namta alayhim. The meaning of that is that that we supplicate to Allah Almighty that we should be increased in our faith and the welfare of mankind. We are asking for four types of benefits in four excellent ways. In order to increase our faith and for the welfare of mankind, we are seeking four types of bounties, that the excellence of the prophets, the excellence of the shuhada, and excellence of the siddiqeen and shuhada. And we are seeking this so that we can increase our faith and we may be able to do some service to mankind. So the excellence of the prophet is that they should get such a knowledge of the unseen which should be like a sign from God Almighty. That is to say that continuously Allah should be speaking to them and giving them the news of the unseen. And then this excellence of the Siddiq is that he gets hold of the treasure of Siddiq, the truth, in such a way that he is able to know the truths contained in the book, and they should be in a very unique way, by way of a sign. And they are the people who get the knowledge of the Holy Quran, and they have the faith on each and every prophecy of that. And Siddiq is that person who not only knows about the truth of all these things, but also he is firmly established on all these things. Just the knowledge is not enough, but it is very essential to benefit from those things and to act upon those. For example, he should be knowing the deeper meanings of the unity of Allah Almighty, and what does mean the obedience to that, and the love of Allah, what is that, and how can one abstain from setting up partners with Allah Almighty, what is the reality of servitude to Allah Almighty, and what is the reality of repentance and steadfastness and dependence Allah upon Allah, and complete devotion and completely losing oneself in the way of Allah, and fidelity and humility and generosity and their prayer and modesty and honesty and trustworthiness, and all these various types of excellence of character. He should be fully aware of all this, and apart from that, he should be firmly established on these things. He must be having all these qualities in him. And he has to adopt all these things. He has to understand these things. He has to read about that. It is not good enough simply to read and to understand. Rather, more than that, he must be firmly established in these good qualities. And then he says that Siddiq, the excellence of the Siddiq, the philosophy of that is that when he looks at his own weakness, and according to his own capacity, he says, Iyyaka na'budu, and then he adopts the path of truth and leaves the falsehood. And then he is any filth which is attached to falsehood, he runs away from it and makes a firm commitment that he is not going to commit it any time. And I am not going to say anything false, and not making any misstatement, and nor forgetting any benefit, nor avoiding any other danger, in no situation whatsoever, he is not going to tell falsehood. So when he makes such a solemn promise, then he is acting upon this Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, and that is the excellent type of worship. This is the meaning of Siddiq, that they acted upon that one, those teachings. And then he says that the excellence of Shaheed is that after the trials and the situations and difficulties, then with such steadfastness and firmness of faith and steadfastness he shows that which is not only very, very rare, it becomes like a miracle and a sign from God Almighty. And when the faith is strengthened, then there the actions are also purified, and then when the character is when a person attains firmness in this one, he comes to the status of a martyr, and he is ready even to lay down his life. And when his strength of faith will go to that extent where he is ready to even lay down his life and sacrifice it, and then he says that the Salihin are those people who, from which all types of vices, they go away. As if when a person who is quite healthy, then the taste in his tongue is also very normal, and he does not suffer from any type of ailment, and there is no element of illness in him. And this is his high status of excellence. And in order to become a Saleh, you have to have the realization of goodness in yourself. And you should try to reform yourself. And there should be a negation of any bad thing. And he says, and the excellence of that Saleh person is that he should be away from all vices and he should be purified in the true sense, that this purity should be admitted as a sign and a miracle on his part. From these excerpts of the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, while our hearts are filled with gratitude and thankfulness to Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty, out of His grace and mercy, has included us among those people who have been given the favors, those who have accepted the Imam of the age, and they have tried to understand the full knowledge of the Holy Quran, then we are also reminded to those responsibilities, and that should be the case, that every Ahmadi has to have it, and he has to abide by those things in order to get to the excellent points of this. A person sitting in a dark room can say that I am present here, but I have not been able to benefit from the things because of darkness I couldn't see anything. But a person who has been given a light in the room, and all these useful things are also available there, and then because of his negligence or slackness on his part, he does not benefit from those things which can play a very important role in reforming his life, then that person is responsible who is not benefiting from that. So therefore, during the month of Ramadan, the period through which we have just passed through, and there were worships, the recitation of the Holy Quran, the dars, and according to one's own capacity and ability, the pondering and meditation was also there, and the training for one's sacrifices, and the demonstration of good character and morals. And now that person, he has to carry out these things on a regular basis, continuously. This is what the total obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam requires from that person. And this is actually the true Eid, which after this reformation is granted to such a believer. And there is an unending series of that, which cannot take away these happiness, the sorrows and the difficulties of the life. They cannot take this happiness from us. Because behind all these things, we see that the obedience to Allah Almighty and the obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the glad tidings are there behind it. So when we have that, when we try to reform our condition through the fasting, then Allah Almighty is very gracious to the people. And He rewards them even for small, very small things, and gives manifold reward, because His mercy encompasses everything. And He gives the reward manifold about every virtue. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha wa man jaa bis sayyati fala yujza illa mislaha wa hum la yuzlamun. The translation of this said that those who do good, they will get 10 times reward, and those who do bad things, they would be rewarded, they will be punished only for that, and they would be not done any injustice. So this is our gracious God, who is always giving blessings to his obedient servants, and He gives tenfold reward for the virtues. So when He enabled us to pass through Ramadan, so then according to the one hadith, the 30 fasting were equal to 300 days of fasting. And when you add 6 days of Shafal, then 36 multiplied by 10 are equal to 1 year. So this is God. This is Allah, who is our Allah and who is our God, who asks for sacrifice from human beings, and then He rewards manyfold. He asked the worship of 30 days and then rewarded us manifold. And Outwardly as well, he has appointed this day of Eid that you can enjoy the eating and you can be happy and enjoy it, and you should be grateful to Allah Almighty. And the first and foremost is the gratitude to Allah Almighty. Therefore, from the Eid prayer, the process of this gratitude begins from there, so that we should know that we should first worship Allah Almighty. And if he passes, he makes a person go through a trial, then Allah Almighty is the one who creates happiness after that. He gives the blessings and the rewards of every good thing, and manifold he gives. So Eid actually gives us the message that during the month of Ramadan, when we pass through the month of Ramadan, abstaining from even those which were permissible things, and on this noble effort, Allah Almighty has given us this great bounty and reward of that, and this is one reward which has been given to us, and our attention should be drawn to the fact that anything which was done for the sake of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty has returned all those actions with a reward which is much, much greater than that one. So that is to say that any action done for the sake of religion will not go unrewarded. When showing obedience to Allah and to the Messenger of Allah Almighty, and when we believe in the true servant of the promise, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when we believed in him, so then Allah Almighty will not leave this thing unrewarded. And we are able to offer the sacrifice of life and the wealth and property and whatever. Every Ahmadi should realize fully that no action done for the sake of Allah Almighty is going to be unrewarded. So these sacrifices which Ahmadis are presenting these days, they are not going to go in vain and unrewarded. Allah Almighty says, "Inna mal usra yusra," that if today the time of adversity is there, then the time of prosperity is going to come as well. And then the rewards of Allah Almighty, they will rain upon us in a torrent rain. The commentators of the Quran, they comment in this way, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has also taken this point, that Allah Almighty has limited the usr, that is to say the adversity. But the usr has been used, the prosperity has been used in an unlimited way. So this expression is further strengthening our faith. And this draws our attention to the point that as Allah Almighty rewards you for each and every action that you perform for his case, for his sake, and one reward is in the form of Eid, and that which comes after these, those people who deny the Imam of the age, they are actually taking themselves outside the scope of this blessing, because they do not believe in this thing, as I said, that by following the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anybody can have these four spiritual statuses. So when they are denying of the bounties, then they are of course denying the Eids, which are the manifestation of those bounties. As Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned, explaining who are the people and how these people could be there. And Siddiq is that person who has got firm faith in the word of Allah. They are not in any doubtful state, and they are not in a state of those verses which have been cancelled, or they are in doubt about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And they sometimes ask about the people of the latter days, and sometimes they ask that how Mirza Sahib made him the Messiah or the Mahdi. And when these people go to the graves of the dead people and offer their donations and other things, how do they know, how can they know what is the truth, what is the reality, when this modesty and honesty and all these things are no more there? How can they understand this? And where aggression and falsehood and aggression and all these things are there, where the siddiqiyat, how can it be established in the hearts of those people? those people who consider even telling the lie that it is permissible, and they write this thing in their commentaries, they have got nothing to do with Siddiqiyat. Those people who are harming other people, how can they have anything to do with Siddiq? Those people who take the lives of the innocent people, how can their faith be called a firm faith? And how can they declare themselves to be following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Our master and holy leader, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said at the farewell pilgrimage, he said that it is not allowed that to disgrace the honor and the life of the believers. And they do all these things like this, and still they say that they are the servants of Khatamun Nabiyyin. They prompt other people to sacrifice their lives. And these people, when they hear of giving the life, then they are utterly afraid of that one. And they are having so many spiritual ailments in them, and they are ready to create disorder. So these people neither they are Siddiq nor Shaheed and nor Saleh, and they cannot become like that, and they have already denied the status, the bounty of Nabuwat. So they have actually closed all the doors of the blessings of Allah upon them. So we at this time, we are the followers of this Masih-e-Muhammadi, that by increasing our faith, we are the people who can attain to these bounties of Allah Almighty. And we can actually celebrate the Eids in the true sense of the term. And for this purpose, each and every Ahmadi must be trying very hard each and every moment. Today we are punished for this thing, and our lives are taken, and we are martyred, and our loved ones are martyred. That why do we believe that the blessings of Allah Almighty, the doors of these bounties are cannot be closed? That why do we believe that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Khatmun Nabiyyin, the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his grace is continuous to this extent that by following his example, the status of prophethood can also be achieved? So these enemies, let these people do whatever they are doing, the bad things they are doing. And we should be doing what Allah Almighty has commanded us. Allah Almighty told the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that after the good thing, there is a prosperity to follow. And those people who are opposing you, they are going to be disgraced. And no effort of these people will not be able to stop the progress of Jariullah, the stalwart of Allah. Allah Almighty told him in Badal Usre Yusr that after adversity, the prosperity is going to follow. So this prosperity is written in the decree, of Allah Almighty, in the lot of the believers, and this is bound to be achieved by these people. And this yusr, this prosperity, is not an ordinary thing, but this is actually the glad tiding of a very glaring victory, very prominent victory. And we should not at all be worried about all these difficulties. This series of the sacrifice of the lives of Ahmadi, which started from the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Mauli Abdul Rahman Sahib and Sahibzad Abdul Latif Shaheed Sahib, they offered their lives, very precious lives they offered. Even at that time, the enemies thought that by this cruel act of them, they would be able to finish the cause of Ahmadiyyat, or they will be able to put off the people from Ahmadiyyat. But these martyrs, they actually set up such a noble example for those people to follow them. And the steadfastness that they showed, that the Jamaat has not forgotten. But this series of this martyrdom is continuing even at this time. And apart from those which are off and on, 2 years ago, during the month of Ramadan, many people in Mandi Bahauddin, they were martyred during the prayer. And this year again, two young people and one elderly person, they also got the status of martyrdom and shahadat during this Ramadan. So they are trying to intimidate us in this way. They hope to finish us. But how can these people can do it? those people who are ready to sacrifice their life in the sake of Allah, how can they be successful? Never ever the enemies cannot achieve their objective. And the front which they set up in month of Ramadan against us, by establishing that front, they think that they have spoiled our Ramadan and our Eid, and they have made us dismayed. And but actually, through these doings of these people, as a matter of fact, Allah Almighty has enabled us to get more and more blessings from the month of Ramadan. And not only on those people who martyred, but actually there are some other people that the government of some officials and departments, instead of capturing these criminals who are responsible for these incidents under the influence of the mullah, they are now capturing the Ahmadis by lame excuses. And we are being excused that we are disgracing the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which an Ahmadi can never ever think of. But we are the believer of those Messiah and Mahdi who said Khakam ne sare kuchay ale Muhammad ast, that he asked us to lay our lives even for those people who are among the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this obnoxious allegation is extremely hurting to us. So I call upon these enemies who are having these bad intentions. Understand this point, that Allah Almighty, who is our master, he is watching over all these mischief that we are doing. When his mill is going to grind, then he is going to crush everything. Allah Almighty has given us this glad tiding each and every time. He is giving us regularly that as during the month of fasting, the sacrifice is given for the sake of Allah Almighty, they are going to show you the Eid, and these sacrifices are going to prosper. And the way we have passed through the month of fasting, we have full control over ourselves so that we can get to the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And all the difficulties which the Jamaat is facing at this time, Ahmadis will pass through very happily and successfully through this period of trial. But I say to Ahmadis as well that we should remember one thing very clearly, that this temporary sacrifice during the month of Ramadan, the standards of prayer and the nawafil that we have tried to achieve, so after in order to have these successes, we have to continuously establish those high standards. And in order to have these blessings continuously coming to us, we have to do it continuously. We should remember that so far as the progress of Islam and Ahmadiyyat is concerned, there is no doubt at all that according to the promises of Allah Almighty, it is bound to take place. But we have to see that how regularly and how much we are making our input and contribution in it, so that we can celebrate this real Eid, which is actually related with the progress of Islam and Ahmadiyyat. So if we want to have this Eid earlier, then through sacrifices and by raising the standards of our worship on a regular basis, and we have to keep that standard high all the time. Siddiq, Shaheed and Saleh, in order to become that, we have to do all those things which are related to the rights towards Allah and rights towards human beings. And when we are going to continue these habits and morals in our lives, which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned while explaining about Siddiq, Shaheed and Saleh, and then along with that the link with Allah Almighty, the relationship with Allah Almighty, and the standards of worship must always be raised. So then these efforts of the enemies, they are going to be those who are trying to finish us. Actually, they will completely remove the names of these enemies. The enemy is happy on this thing, that we have taken the lives of two very useful members of the community. And this is what transpires from the planning which they made. And they say that we have killed these people. So this is a forgetfulness on their part. This is a mistake on their part. We are happy that whatever, if the greater sacrifices are taken from us, then greater blessings of Allah Almighty is going to come our way. So we should try our best that these glad tidings, the signs of which are being shown by Allah Almighty, our good actions, the standards of our worship should not take it back. Our real ills are going to come, inshallah. By the grace of Allah, inshallah ta'ala, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the promises given to him, all the right-minded people, the nice type of people, they are going to come under the fold of this Ahmadiyyat. The promised Messiah says that when there is darkness everywhere, everywhere there is pitch darkness, then this darkness by the requirement of nature requires that there should be light descending from heaven. Then Allah Almighty sends down the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and the light from heaven. And through the descent of this light, then this Holy Spirit is also there. And then this is connected with that Musleh, the reformer, which is assisted by the help of Allah Almighty, and who has been appointed by Allah Almighty, has chosen for this very purpose. Allah Almighty has loved that person, Allah Almighty has chosen that person and gives him this rank and position to discharge this responsibility. And he says that the angels also get into touch with those people who are right-minded and nice type of people, and those who are active, and the angels have that link established with them, who are nice people, rightly minded people, and then they attract them to the path of righteousness. Then, as a result of that, more and more righteousness spreads in the world, and this continues to happen until that religion attains to its culmination, which Allah Almighty has destined. So it is not possible for everybody to understand this reality. And a person who is blurred in his vision cannot see this. They cannot find this noor and light. And these religious realities, these are the things upon which people may laugh. And the deeper meanings of knowledge, they are just beyond him, beyond these people. But if these so-called mullah, they are unable to see that, so it is not for them to see that. So if today the truth has to prosper, then it would be done through those people who have followed Masih-e Muhammadi and the Imam of this age. If today, if the message of the Holy Prophet ﷺ has to reach the ends of the world, then it has to be through the servants of Masih-e Muhammadi. The opponents, they can do whatever they can do. They can put in their best efforts. But this is the decree of Allah which is bound to happen, which is bound to prevail. Even these people are unable to see this reality. But inshallah ta'ala, Huzur says that Fajr is going to dawn. And these, even their eyes will be able to perceive that one, that whatever was said by the Imam of the age, that was right. At that time, those people who gave the sacrifices and those who offered their blood for the sake of Ahmadiyyat, then every part of the body of the Shaheed and every drop of his blood, then they will be saying that, look, my blood has not gone vain. And the progeny of all these martyrs, they would be announcing it very happily at that time. Look, that our father, our husband, our grandfather and brother and sisters, the sacrifice that they have made, that sacrifice with this dawn, they are looking more beautiful and more bright today. Today we are seeing that Eid, in the true Eid, for which the nations offer their sacrifices. And with the coming of this dawn, the promise which Allah gave to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that we have seen it utmost clarity and brightness. The promise was that there is another Eid in which you are going to get a great victory. And that would be the time when every Ahmadi, every member of the Jamaat of the Masih-e Muhammadi, every man and woman, Mubarak, so Mubarak, 100 congratulations, congratulation after congratulation, they will be announcing that one. And that would be the Eid, which is the ultimate objective of every Ahmadi. And this is the true Eid for the achievement of which we have to work hard, and we have to always submit to our Almighty God. Allah Almighty enable us always for this purpose, so that the Ahmadiyya, the true Islam, and we are able to see Islam and the true Ahmadiyya, the true Islam, prevalent all over the world. May Allah make it like that. May Allah make it like that. With that, I would like to, those who are sitting here in front of me, and through MTA, all Ahmadis, to all of them, I would like to offer them the greetings and the felicitation of this Eid. May Allah bless this Eid in every respect. This the first century of Khilafat, this is the first Eid of that. This Eid may bring us hundreds upon thousands upon thousand blessings, and show us the images of that Eid, which is ultimately our objective. And after that, we are going to join in prayer. In our prayer, we should remember, first of all, that for the victory of Islam, the days, Allah Almighty bring those days closer to us and enable us to show us the victory and the expansion of Islam. And pray that Allah may protect from every type of harm and vice against the community. The enemies, they are trying wherever they can possibly do anything to give any harm to the community, they are doing it. And some Islamic governments are also supporting them in Arab countries. Today, the opposition of Ahmadiyyat is not only in Pakistan, but in every such part of the world where Ahmadiyyat is progressing. So this thing has flabbergasted the enemies of Ahmadiyyat, and this is something which is further strengthening our faith, that and we are very sure that the final victory is ours, that belongs to us, but not without prayers. So the greatest weapon given to the promised Messiah is the weapon of the prayers. Pray for the martyrs of Ahmadiyyat. Allah grant nearness to each and every shaheed and raise their status. Look after his wife and children, the parents and their dear ones, may protect them always. And this martyrdom should be a source of honor for them. Allah Almighty grant them steadfastness and courage and strength, and to be able to show that strength, these recent martyrdoms. And their loss is very recent for Allah Almighty. Particularly give them the satisfaction and increase their strength and steadfastness, and they should be always happy with the decree of Allah Almighty for the release of the prisoners in the way of Allah. May Allah finish their period of captivity. For the devotees of life and the members of the Waqf-e-Nau scheme, may Allah enable them to perform their waqf in a righteous way. The Mujahideen Tahreek-e-Jadeed, those who have fulfilled their promises in the month of Ramadan, Allah Almighty bless their wealth and belongings abundantly. And remember all the workers of the Jamaat who are particularly the workers of MTA who are spread all over the world, those who are trying to who are busy in spreading the message of the promised Messiah salatu wasalam, and all da'iyan illallah, the preachers who are Allah Almighty help Allah Almighty fill give them rewards more than ever before. Those people who are sick or in some problem, Allah Almighty may deliver them from those anxieties and have blessings and grace upon all these people. The people in Qadian, and Allah Almighty enable them to do full justice for being for living in the blessed the place in Qadian. And also about the members of the Jamaat in Rabwa, may Allah make this city very happy. And all these people are able to fulfill the objective of the establishment of this city. For the Ahmadis in Pakistan, collectively pray for them, that because the greatest opposition which is being done, that is in Pakistan at this time, the Jamaats in Pakistan, they are going through this period of very severe opposition. But by the grace of Allah, with great steadfastness and courage, they are facing this situation with great courage. Allah Almighty strengthen their faith more and more, and there should be nobody who is ever showing any weakness in his faith or action.
Ameen.